Spring and all. By the road to the contagious hospital, under the surge of the blue, mottled clouds, driven from the northeast, a cold wind. Beyond the waste of broad muddy fields, brown with dried weeds, standing and fallen. Patches of standing water, the scattering of tall trees. All along the road, the reddish, purplish, forked, upstanding, twiggy stuff of bushes and small trees, with dead brown leaves under them, leafless vines. Lifeless in appearance, sluggish, dazed spring approaches. They enter the new world naked, cold, uncertain of all. Save that they enter. All about them the cold, familiar wind. Now the grass, tomorrow the stiff curl of wild carrot leaf. One by one objects are defined. It quickens. Clarity, outline of leaf. But now the stark dignity of entrance. Still, the profound change has come upon them. Rooted, they grip down and begin to awaken. The pure products of America go crazy. Mountain folk from Kentucky, or the ribbed north end of Jersey, with its isolate lakes and valleys, its deaf mutes, thieves, old names, and promiscuity between devil-may-care men who have taken to railroading out of sheer lust of adventure, and young slatterns bathed in filth from Monday to Saturday, to be tricked out that night with gourds from imaginations which have no peasant traditions to give them character, but flutter and flaunt. Sheer rags, succumbing without emotion, save numbed terror. Under some hedge of chokecherry or viburnum, which they cannot express. Unless it be that marriage, perhaps, with a dash of Indian blood, will throw up a girl so desolate, so hemmed round with disease or murder, that she'll be rescued by an agent reared by the state and sent out at 15 to work in some hard-pressed house in the suburbs. Some doctor's family, some Elsie, voluptuous, water expressing with broken brain the truth about us, her great ungainly hips and flopping breast, dressed to cheap jewellery, and rich young men with fine eyes. As if the earth under our feet were an excrement of some sky, and we degraded prisoners destined to hunger until we eat filth. While the imagination strains after deer, going by fields of goldenrod in the stifling heat of September, somehow it seems to destroy us. It is only isolate flecks that something is given off. No one to witness and adjust, no one to drive the car.